Live from Cologne, this is Clyde One's Super Scoreboard.
The dust is beginning to settle on a 1-1 draw for Scotland against Switzerland in Cologne. It was quite the game, very open chances at both sides. They could have won it, we could have won it. What it means is Scotland are on the board, first point, and it means that it goes down to the game against Hungary. So the Euro hopes remain alive, a shootout to come. And I'm pleased to say you can still have plenty of time here to get your calls in. 01419511025. We're here for another hour or so. Hugh Keevans is in the studio. Mark Wilson and Gordon Dalziel are here with me live in Cologne. And I'm pleased to say we've got some live fan reaction as well. So get your calls in. We've got Dean from Dundee. How's it going, Dean?
Oh, it's been great. I can't believe it. We're still in it. 1-1 and we're into the last game.
Would you take that before the game?
Oh, I said it before in the square. I would bet your hand off for 1-1. Bet your hand off for 1-1 and take it into the last game. Because in Scotland, we do it the hard way. But if we could do it, it'll be the last game.
Hopefully that is the case, Mark. And I think we've got to be honest about ourselves. We'll get into the nitty-gritty of the 90 minutes and what bits were good and what bits were bad, but it's a result that keeps us in it, and that's fine. Some people will say it's really good, some people will say it's not so good. But I think, can we all settle somewhere in the middle? That's okay. Well done, and we kind of move on. Good effort tonight.
Well, the be-all and end-all was taking us to Sunday's game. You know, the fans have travelled here in their numbers. Some have bought packages that last till Sunday. Some will just be flying in for Sunday's game. So it was important that the players kept that dream alive tonight. They've done that with a point. A lot of us, I think, predicted a point. A lot of us predicted 1-1.
And I think that's... didn't? Hennis the goat. He needs to have a look at himself.
Oh, so he did. Hennis got it wrong. We'll be done that zoo tomorrow.
Goat curry for lunch tomorrow. I shouldn't condone that sort of stuff. It was a joke. I'm really sorry. Anyway.
Yeah, so it was all about keeping the dream alive. And it was about recovery for the players. Recovering some of the belief that these fans have put into them. And were really disappointed on Friday night, and I think they've went a long way tonight in doing that, because I thought it was a really good performance. Yes, there were problems in there's no doubt about it, and we can pick the bones out of that in the next few days, but the important thing is we're getting into Sunday's game with still a chance of qualifying.
What did you like about it, Dean, tonight?
Like Mark was saying, I couldn't believe that. I've been here for 7 days, I'm a bit rough, but all I wanted was to get into the last game with still hope. I'm here till Monday, I've got a ticket, I can't wait. I just wanted to get to the last game with a bit of hope. We don't care about winning, we just want to care about going there and having a good time.
I mean, Gordon, that was the thing about that, you know, I get why people would say that that's a sort of bare minimum, a minimum requirement, which it is, but the alternative tonight was that it could have been over tonight. So when you lose so heavily in the first game, and my goodness, we've gone over the reasons why, game two, you have to keep yourself in it. That's it. That's like the main thing you need to achieve, and if you can add some gloss to that, fine, that's where we fell short.
That's why I'm giving the players all the credit in the world, and the manager, I'm giving him a bit of credit. Yes, you could pick the bones out of the game tonight, there's one or two negatives, of course there were, but they went into the game with such high pressure on them, Gordon. If they'd have lost that tonight, the manager, some people were even going to call for his head, because he's come into this tournament, it's not worked for him. The players come in for a lot of criticism, the big players come in for a lot of criticism, so the massive pressure on the players tonight was incredible. And I'll say one thing, Ralston makes a mistake. Now Ralston probably wouldn't have been in that team if we had other options fit, but I was listening to Andy Robertson on the TV there, and I totally agree with him. After that, the lad, I thought, was different class. He'd had to accept that he could have easily buckled. He could have went under there tonight with the pressure and obviously everything that's going to come his way. It was a bad mistake that 9 out of 10 wouldn't get punished, but the bit of quality last night was brilliant.
It was a hard shift for him. You said right back, he came in this tournament, only played a couple of caps, and it's been a hard shift for him, but one mistake, you can't really rule them out after that.
As you said, Mark, look, it was a mistake, but you don't often get them punished in that manner. Yeah. He was pretty good after it, especially second half when he looked dead in his feet, but he then found another third wind, I think, at that point.
Yeah, well, you know, the goal's phenomenal finish. It is a mistake, no doubt about it. But I think in that period in the second half where he looked tired in the defensive third, but he still gave his all to give us an out ball on that right side. And a lot of the chances that we created came from that right side, whether that be someone winning a free kick or it being cut back to McTominay. And that's because we had that outlet. And that was important because we were missing that, you know, the other night going forward. Ralston gave that. That's difficult to go from one side to the other. So fair play to him. Well done. And he's going to have to rest up and recover for the game on Sunday now.
Dean, we need to be honest. Are you only agreeing with Mark Wilson because you've got that big Dundee United tattoo on your knee?
He is a Dundee United legend. I would have picked Mark Wilson in for the team.
How many beers have you had?
Of course.
Too many to count. I'm not going to lie.
Well, I'll tell you who you've not had as many as your mate. Is that your mate that slept through that full game down there?
10 a.m. he was giving it big licks. Game time, he never made the national anthem.
What's his name? We need to out him. He slept the full thing. He's away now.
Oh mate, I can't. I'm sorry.
He's a good pal.
I'm a good pal. I can't slate him, but Ryan, you know who you are.
That's the full thing.
He had the best seat in the house as well. He had a deck chair right in front of his jumbo screen, and he just curled up. Oh, and missed everything. He'll regret it tomorrow.
Hugh, I know we're not really interested in the neutral side of things, but yeah. You know, probably was quite exciting. It was quite open. We hit the post. We had a couple of other things blocked. We didn't carve out loads of clear cut chances. They had a couple, so it was. I think it was entertaining in its own way.
Highly entertaining. Football on a tightrope. The number of chances that we had were almost equal to the number that the Swiss had. The VAR calls were absolutely correct. There's no dubiety. The goals that were disallowed for Switzerland were deservedly disallowed. And for bravery, we deserve every bit of credit that comes our way. It's now about how we cope with the loss of Tierney, on top of the loss of Porteous, on top of the fitness issues, on top of the fact that so many players looked out on their feet and there's very little recovery time. It's classic Scotland. We came for 4 points. We still have the opportunity to get 4 points, and that would take us into the knockout stages for the first time in history. So classic Scotland. It's Super Sunday.
Dean, I know there was a break with the goal that Scotland got, but just how important is Scott McTominay to this team?
We sing about him all the time. He is unbelievable to the team. Does that goal count as his?
I think it's gone down as an own goal, and I have to say, not just Scotland bias. I genuinely don't know why. I don't think it's gone in, but it's certainly gone on target, which is the rule. But anyway, he still makes, you know, he still has a big part.
It was going in. It was a great strike from McTominay. And I just hope that, like you say, come the third game, he can make magic again. I hope John McGinn makes something, because I've been singing about him for about the last 20 minutes. And I just want something.
Yeah, I mean, Gordon, there was a lot to like about the you're calling it the McTominay goal. Let's start with him, though. The desire. They've got a great feature here on German TV. They sort of measured the distance that he ran. 85 metres, I think. Yeah. He clears the corner with the head, and then he gets on the end of it at the other end.
Yeah, and other players had a great part to play in it. You look at Tierney, the desire and effort. He just drive with it. You look at the... I thought a fantastic touch from Billy Gilmore to set it up. McGregor then gets it and puts it into the path of McTominay. As you quite rightly said, they highlighted it, 85 metres. Desire, heart to get there. Want to see if he can get a reward at the end of it. And he certainly did. And I will give him the goal, no doubt about that. I just thought we were indifferent tonight, Gordon. Yes, they created good chances. Yes, we rode their luck a little bit. But that's what happens in tournament football.
Dean, what do you think tonight can do for the sort of mood? You know, look at how low it must have been after Friday.
No, like you were just saying there about McTominay and making that effort. Fans just care about effort. Don't care about the flash. Don't care about... See if guys are fighting for a tackle. You've seen it against Germany. Tierney and Robertson celebrated a tackle. And we went crazy. Because that's what you want. You want boys fighting for the shirt. You want boys fighting for every tackle, every pass, every shot, because that's all we want. It's just a bit of passion because, let's be honest, the Tartan Army give you passion and feel, and we just want that on the pitch.
Yeah, Hugh, it was no doubt lacking in quality in an attacking sense at points, but you couldn't really fault the bravery, could you?
I think Dean summed it up perfectly well. You know, all of us, whether it's the written press, whether it's the broadcast media, we can have our say, good, bad, indifferent, but Dean has summed up the attitude of the hundreds of thousands of people who went to Germany. They demand effort. If they don't get effort, then they feel their time has been wasted and they have been let down. Whatever the shortcomings of this team, and heaven knows Germany exposed all of them in one night, they have hung in there and they continue to hang in on Sunday and they are giving the effort. Therefore, Dean goes away not thinking we only have 1 point and have yet to score a goal for ourselves. He is happy with the effort that the players gave.
I mean, Mark, having been in dressing rooms, not entirely similar situations, but just generally, when you put in one of those really kind of gutsy performances, there's sometimes really quite satisfying when you come away with, even if it is a point.
It brings you together. Especially when you feel that people are getting on your back, whether that be right or wrong. And we were correct. Everyone analysed that game the other night, and the Scotland players had to come out and prove something. And I thought they did tonight. And the atmosphere, even though they didn't win the game, the atmosphere in that dressing room must be terrific just to, you know, have that achievement of still being in this tournament and giving their all on the pitch. Like Dean's saying, they gave their all on the pitch and they got out at what they deserved, in my opinion, and it takes on to the next game, which, of course, you know, lifts a bit of pressure off their shoulders.
Dean, you're a good man. We will let you go. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
And wake your pal up and take him up the road.
I'll see you in Stuttgart. I'm still here for another 4 days.
Look forward to it. Good man. That was Dean from Dundee. He loves Mark Wilson, which is...
Yeah, what a guy. I love you too, Dean. Enjoy your time, mate.
It's not great, I have to
say. It's like belter of a tattoo, eh?
If you say so, if you're into that sort of thing.
I maybe should have
Dundee
got that over my knee.
Do you know, Mark Wilson?
Big Dundee United badge over his knee.
I was just worried about that kilt was going to come up. No further, that's plenty.
What else you got up there, Dean?
There we go. 01419511025. If you want to join in on the phones, and please do, you can tweet your thoughts at Clyde SSB. Let's do that, actually. Wayne is on the line. How are you, Wayne?
How are you guys? All right?
Good, Wayne. How do you look back on it then?
Well, guys, I was watching it tonight. I'm very, very proud that we got the one each. At least we're still in the tournament, which is great. But again, as Gordon and Mark said, we can pick the negativities. But that's all I can look at right now is just some of the display where Steve Clarke put his team out. I don't know why we waited to the 90th minute to put two attacking subs on. Switzerland were there for the taking. First 20 minutes, Scotland were amazing. It was a wee slip up from Ralston, fair enough, things happened, but then we just went in our shell again like Germany, and it took us a wee while to get out of that. And I don't think how we can count our eggs into one basket, as Hugh even said when it was 3 years ago, where we're now coming into the last game, we know we're at Hampden against Croatia, we only needed the 3 points and we look what happened there, and now we're going into the one with Hungary and we need the 3 points for that one, but Hungary needs the 3 points as well to have a chance for them. So I think we're in a bit of predicament where subs could have happened a wee bit earlier. Switzerland made their 5 substitutions easily within 70 minutes, and Scotland again just stumble. We'll see how we go. It was only until Tierney pulled up the injury that was the first substitution, and I'm going, what's happening here? Like, I don't understand where they're going to actually push on here and actually go for them, because 3 points I'd have been happy with to go into the final game, and it was definitely there for us to get the 3 points. And
do you think it was there for the taking, Gordon?
Of course, I thought tonight we were a million times better. I'm with the caller. I was a wee bit, you know, disappointed that we didn't make the substitutions quicker. Not because I thought we had failures. I thought that Adams ran his race. I thought he was absolutely brilliant up front. It's the hardest position to play. You've got to go and hold the ball up. You've got to go and chase. You're the guy that goes and does the first press. I thought he'd done all that tonight. I really did. But I thought Steve Clarke would have made the substitutions a bit earlier. Maybe Shankland and Christie. Bit surprised, he likes the Kenny McLean substitution, obviously the one that's forced with Tierney, but it's okay sitting saying that, we can pick the bones out, and we had to get a result tonight under severe, severe pressure, and Steve Clarke's managed that and kept our dreams alive.
Against a team, Mark, who are ranked in the top 20 in the world, who are always at major tournaments, who quite often go beyond the group stages, so it was a huge task, but you still get where Wayne's coming from. You wonder if it was a missed opportunity, but I mean, they had chances as well.
Yeah, and Hugh mentioned it throughout the show and throughout the game that he felt that there was opportunities to be had because the Swiss defence were ropey, and you've got to say the way the game played out and thinking about that full 90 minutes, he was correct as the game was building on. Any time we seemed to put them under pressure, the ball in their box, it was never really controlled clearances, they never really had controlled possession in their box, and they looked panicked. So in that respect, of course, but again, Gordon, you've got to balance it out where Switzerland are in comparison to us, where they are actually in this tournament, and the feeling getting into the game, how they were feeling about themselves and how we were feeling about themselves, and then the chances that were in the game. Yes, we had the post and McTominay had a good connection with his volley, but the Swiss had two really clear-cut chances and two goals ruled out for offside, which were offside, of course, but the two chances they had were real good ones. So 1-1, I think that was fair.
Wayne, do you think that's a positive enough outcome to sort of lift the morale and really, really give Scotland a good footing going into the weekend?
Oh, I hope so. Like, I blew Scotland through and through, and I'll be supporting Scotland on Sunday night like nobody else in the world, even Germany here back in Motherwell. I'll still be shouting for them, but I felt as though tonight they could maybe have pushed a wee bit on, and maybe the team that started tonight could have maybe started to get hungry and kind of started out a wee bit kind of pushing for the draw. But again, we're going to have to go for attacking. So Steve Clarke needs to seriously look at the situation coming against Hungary. What kind of team is going to put out? Because the last two games, the teams have put out, they kind of play that formation. If Hungary's going to go us, we're going to go with them, and it needs to be the tit for tat. And the Spain game that we played 18 months ago, that's the kind of mentality we need. That first 20 minutes tonight, we were really, really good. And it was not just one wee slip up, as again, it can happen to anybody. They just put the morale down. Everybody just thought, oh, there's a goal in. We go on our shell and nothing was happening. And it just was back to Germany again. They need to just shake this out of their head and forget that it's an actual tournament, and it's just like they're qualifying for another tournament again. Just enjoy their football. Play how they want to play. Use each other how they play with each other. And that's the way it needs to be.
But they can't really, can they? Because this is a knockout tournament with three games, really. Now, this isn't a qualification campaign where you've got five games home and away or whatever it is that you've got time to recover. You get no time, really, to recover here. So, you know, I think, look, I know that it's frustrating for some people, but I think we should just analyse tonight's game and what the players put into that. We spent an awful lot of time analysing what went wrong in Friday's game. I think the Hungary game will come to that when, you know, in the next few days. But tonight, I think the players deserve huge credit for keeping us alive.
Where do you stand, Hugh, on the original point that Steve Clarke should have made changes sooner?
Yeah, I agree. I have to think that Shankland could have got on the park earlier than he did. I just felt that there was a chance going to arise. You want him above all others to be there to take advantage of that, and I do understand that Hanley hit the post before that, and anyone can score, but take a chance on Shankland and give him more than 3 minutes on the park. You know, I just felt that one was a little hard to understand.
The only thing you would say though, Gordon, it feels like, is that not born more out of Shea Adams had run his race, and Ryan Christie would have been fresh, and so would Lauren Shankland, so you can do it earlier. I'm not sure it's not. I don't think Steve Clarke was settling for a draw by not making the changes, because it's not like we played particularly defensively in that second half. You know, it's not like the setup or the way we went about it was looked like a team that was settling for a draw. Didn't make the changes.
Yeah, I thought it was a difficult one for the Scotland coach tonight, because if he makes a wrong change and we lose that game tonight, he comes under severe criticism. He planned that game. Yes, I'm like everybody else. I looked at Shea and thought, he's ran his race here. I'd like fresh legs. Whether it be Christie, whether it be Shankland, I'd like to see Shankland given an opportunity. I think he can get us a goal. But when it all boils down to it, Gordon, he's given us a cup final on Sunday. We've come in for so much criticism. Well, the players and the manager and everybody concerned come in for so much criticism. We heard it on, you know, the show last night from people back home. They had to go and respond tonight, and the pressure these guys must have been under was incredible. The manager included, he's got us to this cup final that we would all have taken from Glasgow Airport when we went on a plane. We would all have probably taken this situation. So I think sometimes, as much as we can pick the bones out of it, I think it got to give a wee bit credit, especially after the character of Friday night.
Yeah, thank you to Wayne, 0141 951 1025. What did you think then? Are you agreeing or disagreeing with what you're hearing so far? Give us a call right now and we'll do our very best to get you on next.
Live from Cologne, this is Clyde One's Super Scoreboard.
Well, it's certainly a bit quieter now in Cologne, I have to say. We're still here. It's a beautiful setting on the banks of the Rhine. The only problem is it's pitch black and all the Scotland fans have gone home. So give us a call on 0141 951 1025. How do you reflect on what you just witnessed? Was it as nerve-wracking at home as it was for us here? If you're just joining us for some mad reason and you've not heard, it was Scotland 1, Switzerland 1, and that means it's all eyes on Hungary at the weekend to see if Scotland can progress out of this group at Euro 2024. What did David make of it? Take it away, David.
Oh, roller coaster. As per usual, just good to get a breath after that. My thoughts going into the last game, getting forward quickly, is the fact that if we'd have won the night, I don't like getting into games even at all. I think even if we'd have won the night comprehensively, we would have needed a draw most likely in the last game. Now we're going to know exactly what we need to do. A win, and they're history makers.
I love the positivity. It was better to draw than win tonight. Is that what we're going for? Are we going for that? I don't know.
I'm not so sure.
I do like your thinking. Yeah. It's a convincing case.
It'd be nice to be sitting here with 3 points, no doubt about it. But look at. It feels good, doesn't it, when we see the fans here cheering and going away optimistic and pretty happy. And then, like, Dave's right, the guys have got the chance to create history on Sunday. Daz just mentioned it moments ago. It is as close to we get to a cup final, really, for us. But our guys have never qualified at a group stage, and the players will be well aware of what lies in front of them and the opportunity that they have, because this Hungary side doesn't look as good as I thought they would be. I thought they were okay against Germany at times today, but if you compare their performance against the Swiss to what we did against the Swiss, then there's every reason to be confident.
I mean, Hugh, the way this has panned out, if we're being completely honest about it, is we were probably going to lose against Germany, let's be honest. I know we all said some excitable things, but we're probably going to lose against Germany. And a draw against Switzerland, who are 19th in the world and have got a very good pedigree at major tournaments, is a decent enough result. This is tournament football. You only get 3 games, so therefore it is volatile. You know, yes, we might now end this group with just 1 point, and it's spectacularly, you know, failed again.
Yeah.
But this is it. These are the margins that you're working with. And if we're being honest about it, 1 point, although it doesn't sound like a lot, 1 point after these 2 games wouldn't be a million miles away from kind of what you expected.
Without doubt. And if we get 3 points on Sunday and we qualify for the knockout stages, then it has to go down. And there's no point in looking for faults in the argument. It has to go down as a success for Steve Clarke and the players. This is a qualification and participation in a tournament that has been characterised by bad luck. Patterson, Lewis Ferguson, Aaron Hickey, then Porteous, entirely his own fault, but we lost him and we don't have him on Sunday. Kieran Tierney, one of our very best players, no chance of seeing him on Sunday. So it's been characterised by one mishap after another, but the bottom line is still hanging in there.
What did you like about the performance tonight, David?
Well, just what the fan stated was in earlier about the effort. I just think Billy Gilmour has given us so much. He must feel like 116 marks or something. The way that
David's line's a bit unclear, but hopefully we'll get that tidied up and we'll get him back on in a second. He definitely was praising Billy Gilmour, understandably.
Yeah. For me, you know, the right choice to include him in the side, something that we were missing. And I thought in the opening stages you could see his composure. Now, he did play one or two misplaced passes within that period, but he still had the confidence to take it. And then as that first half wore on, you could see him starting to dictate play in small periods, which is exactly what we needed. Of course, he has a huge role in the goal. So he could be pleased with his night's work. And he obviously got substituted. Now, I hope that's just through tiredness or maybe a bit of cramp, because I think he's one we're going to need come Sunday.
It's funny, Gordon, because I don't know if it was one of his absolutely flawless in possession games. Yeah. He slid a couple of passes out the pitch, but you can still just see what he brings. And it was characterised perfectly in the goal that Scotland scored.
I was just about to say that. I didn't look at Billy Gilmour tonight and think, oh, he dominated the game, he was absolutely brilliant. But he gives us something different. He gives us that confidence that we can play the ball. When we're under pressure, we look for him just to take the sting out of the game. But we touched on it tonight, Gordon. If you look at that goal, yes, Tierney, big pat in the back, McTominay making the 85-metre run, desire to get there and score a goal, McGregor overlapping, getting there. But if you watch it closely, the touch from Gilmour is absolutely brilliant. That's what he's got in his locker. And plus the fact, you see him just before he went off, there's a ball come in the box and he's in there challenging like he's 6'6". You know, try to go for it, determination. He can mix it if he wants. He's a terrific footballer. And I'm like Mark, we've actually seen him going off the pitch tonight, but I am sure he'll be okay for the weekend.
I think you can see the others enjoying playing with him as well. I think the guys round about him, Callum McGregor, I think plays better with Gilmour on the side. I think McTominay as well. We didn't see much of McGinn, but I think in previous games, when you see that four playing together, you certainly see the best of Scotland. And it sounds harsh on Ryan Christie. I'm a huge Ryan Christie fan, but just the way the system is, I think that's our best four.
I think we've got David back. You were just praising Billy Gilmour. David, happy with what he brought? Right decision.
He must have got like a 16 Spanish in there, because the composure that he's got on the ball, obviously looks like a different nationality sometimes. I feel a bit sorry for Tony Ralston. He looked a wee bit out his depth in the first half, but he definitely recovered to make up for it in the second half. Let's go into Sunday and just do this.
That's the thing. Sometimes there's only so much you can do, Hugh Evans. There's a reality here that, no, you know, it's not a secret. Everybody knows Anthony Ralston is Scotland's third choice right back, and he wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the injury. So, you know, it's international football. There's only so much you can do. You just pick whoever's there. And testament to the character, because he didn't shrink. He actually had a fairly good second half. Yes, it was a bad mistake, but he was punished.
I am glad that David summed up the Anthony Ralston situation so well there, because I feel that for many people, particularly after tonight's game, we'll see Anthony Ralston as a convenient whipping boy. Let's start with Anthony Ralston. He doesn't get a regular game for Celtic. There's a reason why he doesn't get a regular game for Celtic, because there are fullbacks who are better than he is. But he has responded to what we'll term a national emergency by coming in because fullbacks dropped out through injury. And Anthony Ralston is in there, and I think he shows moral courage. He fought to have a career at Celtic when he went on loan to St Johnston, Dundee United. People thought he was finished at Celtic, and he fought and he held on to a career, and he played Champions League football and all the rest of it, and he's doing his level best. No one is going to tell lies and say that Anthony Ralston would be an automatic pick under any other circumstances than these. However, he made a mistake. Angus Gunn, for me, made two mistakes on Friday against Germany and we lost two goals. So these things happen, but I'm glad that David got it into perspective because, as I say, Anthony Ralston will be, for many people, just a convenient whipping boy.
It's easy to moan about it, but again, you are where you are. You have your squad. Is Ross McCrory miles better? It may well be. I wouldn't pretend to know, but it's not like Steve Clark's just randomly putting Anthony Ralston in, ignoring all these other good right-backs. You can only pick what fit players you have in that
Ralston
position.
Ralston made a bad decision tonight, right? He made a bad decision when he played that ball back the way. Now, it's not a horrendous mistake. It's only a horrendous mistake because it ends up in the top corner. It's an absolute quality finish. And we can all make the mistakes. Unfortunately for the lad, he get punished. But I've got to say, and I agree with you boys, second half, he looked out on his feet and he's still at the end of the game making those runs, the determination, he put everything into the game. Is he our number one? No, he's not. But we are where we are. And I'm not going to point the finger at Ralston tonight. He made a bad decision that every one of us that's played football have done. Unfortunately, he put it to a player who had the quality to put it in the top bin.
Yeah, it's one of his biggest attributes, the heart and desire to keep going that he's got. And, you know, even when he makes mistakes, he digs in deep. Not a lot of footballers have got that. You've got to say, there's other players that have got greater ability, but to have that is certainly something, and it's got him to this level. But the guys are right. The mistake, yeah, it was a negative pass, but still... When you're playing at this level, it takes a fantastic finish to lead to the goal. So give credit to Shaqiri. But he was the outlet for us in that right-hand side, and that's what he's got to take great credit from, because a lot of your good stuff came from switches of play to him, and we need that outlet in that side. And look, if Steve Clark didn't think he was the best right-back in the squad at the minute, he had every opportunity to change things round tonight for the start of the game. He chose Ralston because he thought he was the best option, and he performed well just apart from that negative pass.
Thank you very much to David on 0141 951 1025. I think we've also got another caller lined up. Let's go to Craig, who's in Clydebank. How are you, Craig?
Clydebank's a bit far from Nashville, Gordon.
You're in Nashville? Well, it says on my screen Clydebank. I'm very
That's
sorry.
That's twinned with Clydebank.
It's an easy mistake to make, Craig. You're similar.
Plenty of cowboys.
There's tons of cowboys out here.
What takes you to Nashville? Is that where you live now, Craig? Are you holidaying?
Oh, Gordon, I'm the golf caddy, so that's why I'm here.
Oh, that Craig. Right. That brilliant.
Craig, we've been looking for him for a long, long time.
When you say we.
Been looking for me, and as I looked for it, Gordon, I can see her as a tightlist here.
Oh, lovely.
Get them packaged up. Get them sent over. He accepts freebies from every man.
We are coming home to Clydebank.
So what tournament are you working at this week?
It's the Live Nashville tournament. And
so it is.
I managed to see the last 15 minutes of the game. Because my German employer decided that he would work before the Germany game and would take 2 hours off to watch the Germany game and then would go out when Scotland kicked off. So I was quite peed off at him.
How did you and your German employer, Martin Keimer, do the other night? How did that go down on Friday?
Well, for him, it's just business as usual. That we beat the Scots, there's nothing to worry about, blah, blah, blah. But he did have a couple of cheeky digs, I'll give him that, and it was rightly deserved. So, but for him, it was just a case of, well, expected to beat you, and we did beat you, and you never turned up. So,
would you have taken that tonight then? Take that point and just move on? Is that the way everyone's feeling?
I know, listen, as I said, I saw the last 15 minutes, and I thought the game was there to be won. I am obviously no football expert, but I was just absolutely gutted that Shankland and Christie only got those last 3-4 minutes before obviously went into injury time. And I thought the way Scotland finished the game, obviously they could have won it. And I just don't, and obviously you don't want to lose the game. I get that. And Steve Clark's quite pragmatic. But I just thought, why not go and try and win it? Why not try and get the 3 points? Why not try and win it? Because nothing ventured, nothing gained. And it's just typical Scotland. We go out before, you know, the group's even finished. Why not just go out and try and win it? I don't know. Listen, as I said, I saw the last 15 minutes, and that's what I'm only judging it on. So I just thought that he could have made the changes a little bit earlier and given those boys a bit of a chance.
I think lots of people would say that, Mark, to be fair. Because also, I think there's this misconception still from some people that Lauren Shankland's only useful if he's in the six-yard box to finish chances, but he's way more than that. Even a couple of times when he came on, he's tidy. When the ball comes to his feet, he looks after it well. He brings other people in. What does he not do that Adams does then? Is it that like hustle and bustle? Is that the bit that Steve Clark clearly wanted to keep? Or
yeah, maybe. Like, he's certainly not got the legs of Adams and how Adams closes down. But at that time, the argument, I think it's a fair argument that Adams had put that much into it, that you just needed that a little bit more energy up there. And Shanklin could have gave that. And similar with Christie. John McGinn, again, was quite quiet. And I think when you see Christie coming on for those few minutes, he was darting about. And I thought that's what we needed. But it's easier sitting here and Craig in Nashville and Hugh back in the studio saying it. It's a different experience, I'd imagine, for Steve Clark, who has that bit of fear and trepidation of a change yet, and it goes the other way. And maybe a set piece comes in and Shanklin's maybe not as defensive-minded as Adams is in the middle of the six-yard box or whatever.
Much in that, though.
But what I'm saying is hindsight's a great thing, and we're sitting here and going, oh, it should have changed it, and it would have been so much more positive going forward. What if it took a bit away from going back and you lose a goal and people said, well, you shouldn't have changed it? I guess that's what Steve Clark said. What we were saying 10 minutes previous to that, We expected changes, we would like changes, but the manager decided to go that way. Look, he still came out with a relatively positive
plus the fact, Mark, you look at, for a manager's point of view, and I totally agree with Craig, I totally agree, because I was saying I'd like to see fresh legs on there. I think a lot of guys had put so much effort and commitment into the game tonight. But if you're a manager and you've got a big, big result, a massive result, and you're looking at John McGinn, who wasn't his best tonight, but you've got to remember, in the back of the manager's head, he's still thinking, he's one of my best quality players. He could win this game for me. He could be the difference. So I think that we were all a little bit frustrated that we'd have liked to see Christie Shankland on earlier. But once again, I'll go back to it. He's got us into a position where we want it to be.
Craig, thank you very much. Will you drop Gordon Dale's golf balls off next time you're home?
The little guy goes swimming at the at Radio Clyde on a Saturday, so I'll just post them through the letterbox.
We'll be there.
Not just Gordon Dale's. I'm into my golf now, Craig. So
here he goes.
Listen, I'll drop off a few, mate. Don't worry about that.
Lovely.
Craig, we got to drop off for a fellow banky.
I've got another wee Tiger Woods signed glove.
You're the man.
He's kept that quiet, Hugh.
No, Craig sorted him out for charity.
Craig,
in the past,
for a charity event, gave me a signed Tiger Woods glove. He came up to the Keevan's Towers to deliver it off. And last time I saw you, Craig, was in Clydebank Shopping Centre. Look out for you next week.
Absolutely. I'll be home next week.
We'll get
good stuff, Craig. Thank you very much, Hugh. I'm going to leave you with some good news for tonight, okay? This is just a small celebration. I've just gone on the UEFA website, so it's surely official. Scotland's goal scorer, Scott McTominay.
Yes, we've
got one.
They've
come to their senses.
That's it.
Right, okay, brilliant.
You happy with that?
Oh, yes, I think he deserves it, because him that runs up distance deserves to get the reward.
Exactly.
The best player in the park for us, but that's a work of fiction.
Yeah, no, it was on target, Hugh. That's how they do it. It doesn't have to be going
come
in.
Come on, Hugh. Get on board with a car army.
Straight into the goalkeeper's arms.
You're not listening to me. Listen to what I'm saying. It doesn't have to be going in. It has to be on target. So if it was going into the goalkeeper's arms, that would be, by anyone's book, on target, and therefore it's Scott McTominay's goal.
Funny,
we move on. We're going to hear from Stevie Clark, the Scotland manager. We'll hear from him next.
Live from Cologne, this is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
into the final part of tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard. We are still live in Cologne on the banks of the Rhine. It is pitch black. It's actually quite cold. And hopefully Gordon Dale and Mark Wilson make it through the rest of the show. They don't have long to go. Let's hear the thoughts of the Scotland manager, Steve Clark. Here's what he had to say following that 1-1 draw against Switzerland.
This is the way we've been playing as a team over the last 3 or 4 years. It's why we're here at a major tournament. So we knew what we had to do. The players knew what they had to do. And I thought it was a good team performance against a good opponent. That was what we expected. Good reaction to a disappointing night. And we're still alive in the tournament. They're going to feel a lot better going into the next game on the back of that kind of performance, which is what we are. This is how we play. This is how we work. And we've showed that as well as the aggression and the fight and that dirty side of the game, if you like. We can play. When we get the ball down and we play, we created some chances. Switzerland created some chances. I would imagine for the people watching was a pretty good game. For me, was pretty nervous at times, but also pretty hopeful at times. So we did what we had to do. We're still in the competition, and that was the most important thing. When Tony made the mistake, and what was a small mistake that could have maybe been recovered because we had two players near the ball, I think if that chance falls to any other player in the Swiss team, it's not a goal. So that tells you what I think of Shaqiri. Just rolled on a plate, and the way he finished, you knew when it was rolling towards Shaqiri, it was destined for the back of the net. He's the top player, so you don't give top players that kind of chance.
I think that's the way everyone feels about it, isn't it? We keep seeing it back, Mark. If Shaqiri takes one single touch, we've got two defenders that are probably going to get there.
Yeah.
He doesn't need it. It's...
Well, I think Hanley and is it Tierney the other side would get there. He doesn't need it. The quality's there. But I think Steve Clark pretty much sums up what we've been saying all throughout the game and even after the game. It was a much better performance, much grittier. We had composure at times, but at times we were exposed from a very, very good side as well. It was nerve-wracking, certainly watching it from our perspective, never mind being the Scotland manager on the touchline, and maybe that's why he was a bit reluctant to make some changes at a critical point in the game. But he's right, we're still alive, we're still going to Sunday's game, and we've still got optimism in Germany for these hundreds of thousands of Scotland fans.
What did you make of that assessment, Hugh?
Been fascinating looking at and listening to Steve Clark since Friday. And I think that's a man there who has summed up the game perfectly well. And when Craig was on the line, my fellow bankie, talking about why doesn't he just go out and try to win, that's the only option now that Steve Clark has for Sunday. Draw is no use, has to be an outright win. And I'd love to hear his press conference if we did win, because I think Steve Clark has been annoyed at the way people have picked holes in the team, picked faults in him, and I think Sunday's a huge day for the manager, and he will try everything in his power to come off of that park still in this tournament.
Yeah, I don't think he's liked some of the criticism, Gordon, but some of the criticism has been fine. Some of it's been fair, and some of it's been over the top. That's the nature of it. You can understand to a point where he's going to come from to remind everyone that's the way we can play. That's the way we've been playing. You said it before the show. You almost become a victim of the fact that you qualify so early. So your foot ends up inevitably coming off the gas against Georgia and Norway. And by the way, again, look at the teams. The likes of Tierney and Robertson missed a lot of those games. And so then that forms part of this winless run that is used as a stick to beat Steve Clark with. That winless run might not exist if you hadn't qualified so easily.
Yeah, exactly. And I thought he summed it up perfectly tonight, Gordon. And the one thing I did pick up, and I think he's 100% spot on, especially after last Friday, tonight, tomorrow, going into Sunday, we're now in a better place. Yes, we've lost Kieran Tierney. That's his tournament finished, obviously. We wish him all the luck in the world. But we're getting in a better place. We're getting with positives. Well, there's a lot of positives tonight. There's a lot of good things in that game. There's a lot of desire, a lot of heart. It was a massive game for the boys, big pressure. So I think we take a lot out of that. And as I said earlier, standing at Glasgow Airport, give us this cup final on Sunday, I think most of us accepted it.
Glasgow Airport feels like 6 weeks ago.
Oh, I don't even. Is it still there? Has it moved?
Honestly, I mean, I love you all, but seriously, I've been here for 3 months. Hugh Evans, give us your final thoughts then. Sum it up. And how exciting is the next few days? Because that's the way it has to be. We have to embrace this. You can't bemoan not getting to tournaments and then not embrace these few days when they come around.
This is classic, also typical Scotland. It all comes down to 90 plus minutes. It all comes down to how much strength, mental and physical, we have left. We left nothing on the park tonight. It was an even game with the Swiss, but we had the courage to come back after a 5-1 massacre from Germany, and we stood our ground, and we were as good as the Swiss, and we could have won it as they could have beaten us. One game, history at stake, Steve Clarke wanting, I think, to turn round and say to the public, told you so. I can't wait.
Let's do it. Come on, Scotland. Stuttgart, Hungary. That's the final act of the group stages. Can we make it a memorable one? Plenty more time to look back on tonight's game and look forward to that one. We're back here again. We're in the same venue live in Cologne tomorrow before heading off to Stuttgart. So make sure you join us 6 o'clock your time tomorrow, as always, on 01419511025. Thanks, Hugh Evans, for looking after things at home. Thank you, Mark Wilson and Gordon DL, for joining us live here in Cologne. I've been Gordon Duncan, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your night.